If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right.
So on your boys is here. Torrey is here.
B's here.
B, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Good to see you, my brother.
What's going on, man?
Bless, man. Back for another episode of Hard to Earn.
No, we're gonna keep a little R&B today.
We're gonna get in some
it's more pop. More pop than R&B.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely more pop than anything.
R&E DM.
R&E DM. Okay.
Yeah, R&E DM.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rihanna, Unapologetic.
Unapologetic, man.
10-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
Dropped in November of 2012.
And
you know, one of the things about Rihanna is that right now in 2022, where's the music?
Right.
People not realizing that Rihanna was dropping every year,
right?
Consistently,
big time.
This was like her seventh album.
She came on the scene in like '06.
Yeah, she came out 3 weeks prior.
Pondy Replay was 06.
Yeah, so she was dropping consistently, like nonstop for you.
Yeah, right. For
your but now she on pause.
Now she's dropping kids.
Yeah. Now she on pause. But there is there's some Rihanna music coming. She's doing the Super Bowl. Allegedly, she got some stuff on the Black Panther soundtrack,
and
I know some people that were at a camp working on some music. So,
Yeah,
there's some things.
Let me find out you're gonna be on the Rihanna.
I said I know some people.
Brother,
nah, I wish it was.
Let me find out.
Normally, I keep all my shit. I went there. They didn't call. Man. They didn't call my phone.
Nah.
It's all right though. We got hard to earn.
Still time. You know what I mean? Still time. They ain't dropping until after Super Bowl.
That's a fact. So let's get to it, man. Unapologetic, yeah, Rihanna.
Fully in her, you know, her princess mode, man. She's you know. We talked about this when we did Kanye. We were like, the graduation album was pardon me for bringing up Kanye, but, you know, we talked about graduation was that
record. He's heavy in the news cycle right now.
Jesus. Graduation was the record where he stepped in as a superstar instead of trying to be a superstar. This is one of those albums where you know who she is. You know what she's bringing. She's global. And you know what I love about Rihanna is, like, as much as pop as she is, she's pop as global. But usually when you think of pop, you think of, like, European. She's still very much Caribbean, still black. Like, she sounds like Atlanta. She sounds like the Caribbean. But also, you know, that, and all that stuff rocks in Europe. So
for sure. What makes Rihanna a superstar? I don't want you to answer that. I don't want you to answer that yet.
Okay.
Let's get through some of these records.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to that question. But don't let me forget, because you're on the hook.
I won't. I'm the one that smokes, but I'll try to remember.
All right, so let's set it off, man. Fresh off the runway, first joint.
Yeah, I mean. It's a decent joint, you know what I'm saying? It has elements of what this album brings. It's very poppy. David Guetta.
Yeah, David Guetta.
Does a lot of production on this album. Did Dream write this?
Yeah, it's written by The Dream.
Okay. Yeah, Dream does a lot of work on this album.
Yeah, they have a great chemistry together.
Great chemistry. I mean, The Dream is The Dream. You know what
I mean?
What I'm
The Dream is The Dream.
The Dream is The Dream.
Yo, we've never done a Dream album. Shame on us.
We got to get it right. It's all this time, bro.
Shame on we.
We ain't going nowhere.
Lord willing.
We'll be here.
But yes, they have great chemistry together. They've already amassed a couple of hits together. This is cool. You know, it's not an intro, right? It's a song. It starts the album, but it's not like an intro. But like you said, I think it definitely sets the tone for what you're going to get. David Guetta, you know, that's that EDM. That's that pop world. That's that. I call these joints festivals. It's like festival music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They do them big ass festivals with, you know what I'm saying? DJ be just spinning mad shit,
EDM
but never,
shit.
never ever touching the turntable.
Went to my first EDM concert thanks to Just Blaze. I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Just be in that world.
It was great. I get it. Wild crowd.
Bro. Yeah. Rihanna is also like, she lives in a few worlds. She lives in the pop world for sure. But she lives in the R&B world.
Absolutely.
And she lives in the EDM world.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can...
And the Caribbean world. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Soca, dance hall. She does a lot of dubstep on this album as well.
Which
not
is
a lot,
dope.
Some.
Because none of it feels like a reach.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all of it, I think, is right in her wheelhouse. I think we expect it from her. I think we accept it from her.
You know what it is? Rihanna, as an artist, is very much well-insulated. Like, they put the right people around her. Like, you see... Like, I mean, you go through... The track list on this album and the production notes and who's writing and
it's tight.
Big writers.
Everything tight.
Big producers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even the stuff she borrows, like big shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jay Brown and them do an excellent job of giving her exactly what she needs.
For sure. So with that said, what did this record get rated?
I thought this record is an 8. It's a cool record. It has the elements of what this album provides, but it doesn't match the amount of slaps that are on this album, man.
For sure. It's definitely
There are a succession of slaps.
Yeah.
Big tunes.
I'm looking forward to new season of Succession, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely looking forward to
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Sidebar. I also gave it an 8.
Okay.
So we can proceed.
Yeah, let's go.
Diamonds.
Let's go. Big Tune.
Let me tell you something about Diamonds.
Okay, talk to me about Diamonds.
I loved this record. So we're going back 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure when, like, the streaming era took over. Mm-hmm. But prior to, like, just being able to stream shit, you went to iTunes, you bought albums, you bought singles or whatever. I remember being so fascinated with this song that it stopped me in my tracks, and I bought it.
Why is that?
I just loved it. I couldn't get it out of my head. It was infectious. I couldn't get it out of my head. Wow. I think maybe somebody played it, or maybe I heard it earlier in the day, and it was just stuck in my head. And I remember being in the city, and I just stopped, and I was like, I have to hear this song right now. And I stopped, and I bought it off of iTunes. It was one of the first joints that I actually bought. Was Diamonds, because I loved the record. I thought it was amazing.
Now, there are several other Rihanna songs I love more than this, but for I sure. do respect what this song does.
For sure.
It's a big record. You know, songwriting is on point. I mean, of course, when you deal with pop artists, and the topic of Diamonds is just easy, right? It's just, it's a no-brainer. It's a layup.
Shout out to Benny Blanco and Stargate.
Yeah. Like, you know, You're a Shooting Star, I See, A Vision of Ecstasy. Like, it's just slick writing throughout this, man. I appreciate it. You know, and as much as she has writers writing a majority of her stuff, there are elements where, you know, you can hear Rihanna's own voice coming out. And I appreciate that. But we'll get to that later. But yeah.
Well,
Diamonds is big.
Yeah. Let's stay right there, though, because, like you said, even if she's not writing the records, she's delivering the records. And she's delivering the records in a way in which they're her own.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely.
Whitney Houston did a great job at that.
Rihanna isn't the greatest singer of all time. You know what I'm saying? But there's very much something that she brings, the element that she brings to a record that makes it a Rihanna record.
That's what makes the team so important, because you got to bring product.
Right. You got to bring that right product.
That fits
her,
that glove. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is one of her best vocal performances.
I love Diamonds. Yeah. I love Diamonds.
She goes off on this.
I gave it a 9.5.
Ooh.
Went high.
Woo!
That's high. Kill it with it, though.
Shit. I gave it a 9.
Okay. Too far off. I gave it a 9.5. It's a great record. It's not a perfect record, but it's definitely one of my faves.
It's big jump.
For sure. As we proceed, Numb.
Yeah.
Featuring Marshall.
Yeah.
What's the thing with them two?
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's very much an Eminem song. Like, it sounds like an Eminem pop. It sounds like a Rihanna Eminem song.
Right.
I don't like it.
I don't know why the pairing of them two is weird to me.
Why would you not? It's because it's fucking weird.
What, it's weird, right?
What Detroit. Like, I don't understand. Like, the Caribbean.
It's something about Eminem. I don't know. I just felt like they were in two really, really different worlds.
Do they hang out? Like, what?
Nah.
I've never seen them in a picture together.
They've been at the VMAs or something.
Yeah, in the same building. But I mean, I'm sure. Like, but I've never, like. They don't hang out. There's nothing about his life or her life other than the fact that they're superstars.
Right. When did they cross? But they have a few records together.
Well, yeah. When
that, so, yeah, yeah.
I think that's why this song doesn't really work for me, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Numb is not good. It's also not one of my favorite Eminem verses. Like, it's, you know.
It's one of those really performative Eminem verses.
I'm the butt police, and I'm looking at your rear, like... You gotta be kidding me, man.
Yo, that wasn't the bar.
You gotta be kidding me. It's never the bar.
I wrote that back. I was like, nah, Duke ain't say that.
Bruh, you gotta be kidding me.
But
he wrote that down.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
He writes.
Performance-wise, it's one of those really kooky, high-sprung Eminem performances.
Right.
Yeah, but not a favorite of mine, but...
But it's a Rihanna song, and I don't feel like she's... giving us anything on this song.
I mean, I think she does.
Okay,
what
does she give us?
Rihanna.
Okay, what does that mean? What exactly does she give us? Because she gives us Rihanna on every song, but
yeah, but
what does she give us that's singular with this song?
I mean, prior to Eminem coming on, this is a solid joint. I think he takes it a little left with his performance. It's cool. It's a cool joint. It's not one of my favorites. It's definitely just like an album cut. To use Marshall in that manner. On this particular song, maybe not the decision I would have made.
Okay.
You know.
You feel like this song should have stayed on this album?
I mean, it's not one of my favorites. It could go.
Okay.
Yeah, it could go.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It could go. But at the same token, it's there. It could stay.
I mean, when you pay Eminem, you got to put that on the album.
You so. Definitely got to. You got to use that one.
I get it.
We got to use
that. We have
one.
No choice.
We might not shoot the video, but we're going to use
no choice.
That one.
We have no choice.
What'd you give it?
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
A 7.
A 7?
Wow. Yeah.
You went low.
It's a low song.
Okay. I'm gonna land on an 8.
An 8?
I'm gonna land on an 8.
Generous.
Reezy's a generous.
Generous.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you know what's gonna happen, right? You know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a wonderful song that pops up. He's gonna give it an 8, and then we're gonna like, why did you give Numb in that song an 8?
Fight but me.
Here we go.
Swelling. I'm swelling to generous.
I don't gotta fight you. The people we recorded.
The people with me.
We're gonna take this Numb poll later on.
Hey, pour it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go.
Now we're talking about
Rihanna
songs that I couldn't stop playing.
Here we go. Great.
This might be my favorite song of the album.
Okay.
This is a great song.
So.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. I know what's coming.
Where are the lyrical moments in this song?
Oh, it's not a lyrical song,
okay,
bro.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Oh, that's not it.
I just want to be clear.
We are in the club.
We're
bro.
In the vibe. We vibing.
This isn't a Rihanna museum.
Right.
Okay.
It's in a museum.
This is a Rihanna museum.
And a Mike Will museum.
And we are drunk because we're pouring it up.
We got to pour it
and
up.
And it's just about hearing this shit and the vibe. The track is incredible.
Beat is incredible.
She sounds amazing. She's a part of the track. Sounds amazing.
For sure.
This is
when Mike was really, really like on his run. One of his runs, because he had a few, but this is when Mike Will was definitely on one of his runs. And like the combination of them two at that time, sonically.
Mike Will's in the zone.
Yeah,
this was peak Mike Will.
It sounds incredible.
Incredible. And she, you know, I mean, it's not a lyrical song, which is why she wrote most of it.
Actually, Our City. Shout out to Our City, the brothers, Timothy and Theron.
They wrote on it, but I think,
they're incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a lot. I mean, there's literally just poured up. Right. All I see is money on my mind.
Yeah, I think they probably got the pockets right, and then she just said what she wanted to say. She probably changed up the words. She did the Beyonce.
They're incredible, though.
I heard that. I'm not really
sure. Oh, no, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're
I mean, there's a lot of songwriters I want to talk to you about because that's your world. But yeah, she works with a lot of really quality songwriters, man.
As I was going through the album and going through the liner notes as to who did what, I was like, wow, she worked with a lot of people that, like, really before I knew who they were, or maybe early on and when they were doing their thing, because they were known as Our City at the time, but right, now Timothy kind of does his thing and Theron does his thing. So
aren't they from?
They're from Barbados or something like that, or Virgin Islands. They're Island Boys.
Yeah, Island Boys.
But not the Island Boys.
Not the Island Boys.
Not those guys.
From her island.
Yeah. Those guys. Would you give Pour It Up?
9.5, boy.
Right there.
Big
right
record.
There. I gave it a 9.
9?
Yeah.
Big record.
Right there. Only because...
So good.
It's a great record. Only great because record. There's not a lot of meat.
Hey, yo.
Pause. You know what I mean? In the stew.
Not in the stew.
The only place I can put it that was safe. Pause.
Stew is a pause. In the stew is also a pause, brother.
All of it. Never mind. Forget it.
That's a man.
That record is also greater when you're drunk.
Well,
it's a great record.
It is called Pour It Up.
It's a great record, though, but you can enjoy it sober.
I know, but
that, it gets greater later.
It gets greater later.
For sure. Love song. Rihanna.
Interesting.
Future.
Big. Eminem. So far, we've had Eminem.
Right.
David Guetta.
Right.
The Dream.
Right.
Now we got Future. Man.
She's VIP.
Shit. She's VIP. Song is a vibe.
It's super vibey.
Song is a vibe. I don't understand why they put Future on it.
Okay.
Because structurally, it's, I mean, again, you're a songwriter. If that was actually real vocalist in Future Spot, that was, this song goes up two levels.
Bro, you must have read my mind or reading my notes.
I'm not
mad at Future on the song.
I'm not, right.
But
he does what he does.
He does what he does.
But it's written so well, like if he actually had a voice.
Yo, I feel like I hear him cracking on a certain part. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Bro. I'm like, yo, why did, I mean, like I get why they added
it
on, Future.
I mean, I feel like they did it on purpose. Like,
I had to.
It's like when
Kanye, they definitely could have called. Kanye they definitely could have called someone else.
Man, listen. They call anybody they want.
The Future and Rihanna thing struck me as not odd, but it was definitely like, oh, okay, let's see what they have together. And the song is really, really dope, but it could have went a whole other direction with a different caliber of singer.
Absolutely.
With that said, Future does bring something to it.
Yeah.
He brings the Future shit.
He brings it. Bring the vibe. To it. I mean, Future is, his strength is melody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes, that's why Future is a superstar. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like he's.
Okay, that's my question, right? Okay, I was like, okay. Why do we love Future? He's not a great rapper.
Nope.
He's not a great singer.
Nope.
But he is.
He's turned up.
He is one of.
He's swaggy. He's turned up.
Okay, wait. Let's get to these adjectives. Ty, I'm gonna have to put you to work. You have to put these shits on the screen. Ding, ding. He's turned up. He's swaggy.
He's swaggy. He is. And the thing. And the funny thing is, I have a person who
is he Nick Young? What the fuck are you talking about? He's turned up. He's swaggy.
I mean, that's why he's a superstar. Like, bro, we live in. Come on, now you know what this is.
Okay,
nigga, it's about imaging. It ain't about bars.
But there's a lot of people that got image. That aren't
Young
Future.
Jeezy was not barred up, bro. He was about lifestyle. That's why Young Jeezy had hooks.
Jeezy made you feel something.
Right. He had hooks. He had hooks. He had beat. And he had lifestyle. Tupac wasn't barred up. He had lifestyle
they
and
make
truth.
You feel something.
Exactly.
Future makes me feel...
like I want to do drugs. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. Percocets.
It's a no for tour.
Molly.
It's a maybe for tour.
Because you're sober tour.
Drinking right now.
Nobody has to know this.
Oh man. No. Listen, Future is Future. Future has birthed so many offspring, you know, definitely has taken the music to different places, and there's definitely a place for Future. But just as I was listening to this song over and over again, I was like, why do we love Future again? Because the things that we
this
love.
This song made you wonder that? Because I mean, it's a whole Future album.
Only because.
It's a whole Thames sample.
That's crazy.
Yo,
that's
bro.
It's a joint, though.
Bro.
Because
I'm Thames.
But yeah, for sure. 10,000%.
Jesus Christ.
But no, only because when I was listening to this, I was like, man, I remember this song really popping off, and it's really a dope song.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can name so many other people that would have done so much more justice
to
this
song and took this song to another level.
It's almost like a reference. So that's when I went into, I was like, what was it, a Future song? Did he give it to her? But it's Nova Wave. Well, it's Blue June, one half of Nova Wave. You definitely know their music. You love the new Beyonce album? They on that.
I love it.
All right, look. You like it? It's joints on there?
Yeah, joints on there, definitely.
Okay, there's some joints. They've done a bunch of shit.
Okay.
Like I said, when I was going through the track list and I was like, man, so many of these amazing writers that I know that I didn't know who they were then. But yeah, so Blue June is on a joint. Yeah, it was just an interesting collabo to have Rihanna and Future.
Yeah, it was, again.
I felt like they lived in different worlds, too.
I don't think they live in different worlds. I think they live in very much. They live in, they're next door.
Okay.
They are very much next door. Rihanna? Like, you know Rihanna hood.
For sure. But
Future's
hood. There was a different, I don't know, there was something there at least 10 years ago for me. I was like, because Rihanna lives in multiple worlds.
For sure.
She lives in the multiverse.
That's why she's global.
Yeah, she lives in the multiverse.
That's why she's
Future,
global.
Future, Nvidius lives in the trap.
Wow.
Only.
And the clouds. And the purple clouds.
What'd you give this song, bro?
I gave this song an 8.
Give it 8?
Give it an 8.
Love Song is a 9, man.
A 9?
Yeah. It's a great song.
See, I was about to say, you're calling it a great song.
It's a great song.
It's not a great song. Man.
It is.
How's it going to be a great song with Future singing on the hook, bro? How does explain this to me?
Because
we just said
the song of it is great.
Put Bruno Mars in Future space. Tell me what this song sounds like.
It's a 10.
It's a 10.
That's why it is a space.
It's
that's
a 10.
That's why it's a
it's
gap.
2.
That's why it's a gap there.
Yeah, that's like two. It's like you gonna drop. I'm dropping a couple floors, man. You kidding me?
Nah, it's a dope song. It stood the test of time, And it worked. Even with Future not being an amazing vocalist and him, he brings something to it. And I think what he brings to it makes it work. Although I would love to hear somebody else maybe have done it as well. But there's a thing to that. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing to why he's on it and what he added to it.
I mean, I feel like he's subtracting more than adding, honestly. I think the songwriting is good. I think Rihanna sounds great on this. Mm-hmm. The production is wonderful. Everything is great. But then Future.
The Future shows up?
Future shows up and gives it a black.
Knocking shit over?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm not to say that he sounds horrible, but it's like he's singing the hook and he sounds bad. It's just that everything else around him sounds good. So he like he gets almost buffered a little bit. But he doesn't sound good.
I understand that. I do. I do understand that. But
so
I do
somebody
think
who sounds bad.
He brings something to it. Because that's what people like about Future, though. He sounds the same on every record, though, bro.
No, he doesn't sound good.
What he's singing, it's not like...
I love Turn Off the Lights. I love that shit.
It's a great vocal performance.
I love that song.
I didn't ask you that, bro. We're talking about... I love the love song.
He's auto-tuned, though. He's singing on this.
Same shit, bro.
No, it's not. You give auto-tune to people who can't sing, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do.
Well, you think he don't... You think there's no tune on that?
He sounds bad. You said his voice was cracking. What are you talking about? How's your voice cracking with auto-tune, man? Come on. That's the purpose of auto-tune.
Nah, I tune you and don't fix the cracking.
Don't fix the crack.
You can't tune the crack. Crack is crack.
You can't tune the crack.
The crack is crack. It also stood the test of time for me. Like 10 years later, it's still definitely a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's definitely still a vibe, for sure.
As we proceed, let's get to Jump.
It's a banger. Okay. Jump is a banger.
Okay.
Jump is a banger.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I thought it was really smart, well produced. I love that they took the Genuine joint the way they used it.
Mm-hmm.
They took the Genuine joint, gives us a little nod to R&B,
mm-hmm.
and then go right into that motherfucking EDM European shit, like they bringing those worlds together, that old school R&B and that current EDM feel. You know what I mean? Like, again, it's not super lyrical. It wants you to fucking jump. You know what it is? It's a horn blows, you know what I'm saying? Bottle sparklers. Oh, you hate the song? That was.
I'm not into it, man.
You're not into it?
I'm not into it, man.
Yeah.
But you know what I realized? Episodes back, ironically, right? When we were talking about Chris Brown, there was some discrepancies and how. I mean, that's just not my thing. It's not my world.
Not my world either, but I get it.
I get it. I just don't go to it.
Okay, no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this is Jump is a banger, man.
It's a solid joint,
man. And it's a bridge between those worlds, like where we come from.
Right.
Right? The Missies, the Tweets, Timbaland.
Right.
And then bringing it to to today. I thought they did a great, 2012. I thought they did a really great job with that, man. You know, I mean, even it's lyrically not even like slacking. You know what I mean? Like she's going off talking her shit. You also should never call out another woman's name when you're having sex with another woman. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
You should never do that.
Yeah, but if ever
unless it's Rihanna, I think.
Yeah, never mind. Let me not get myself in trouble.
If you call out Rihanna's name during sex, she has to understand, right? No,
I just wanted to be Rihanna though. Like I don't want to waste the call. Like, please, Rihanna. So what'd you give Jump? Shout out to Stargate who did that. Listen, the
Stargate all over this album.
Yeah, the writing and the production on this album is so stellar, man. Like you said, the
Kevin
big
Costner
dogs. Yeah,
this.
The big dogs were called out. Yeah. What'd you give Jump? Because I didn't rate it really high.
9.
Give it a 9?
Give it a 9.
Wow, I'm going to give it an 8.
8.
Yeah.
You like Love song more than Jump.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. This is why I like you, man. Because you make no sense sometimes to me, man. Yes, man.
I need y'all to go in the comments now. I would like for you to be.
What do y'all love more?
You know what the comments are?
What's a better song?
Do you know what the comments are? Go there now.
What's a better song? Jump? Or Love song with Future singing the hook. Come on, man.
Jump on that. Let's do it. Shout out to Elgin.
Genuine, man.
Shout out to Elgin. Where we at? We at right now.
Nah, I can't stop. I can always see his quagmire.
Yo, that move is a...
How you go viral? How you go viral? You're not even playing.
That serious?
That serious? You go viral?
Yeah, I mean he's running with it now.
He has to. He
got no choice.
But
also, not even how you go viral being serious. How you go from the moves that you were doing back then to that?
Well, like of course, because that was fucking 15 years ago. That's why.
I suppose. Just don't dance, bro.
watch it. Don't
just
dance.
Don't dance. Nah, how you dancing?
Because they watch it. They watching Usher. They watching Usher in Vegas, man.
Everybody not Usher, bro.
Everybody. Most people aren't.
Nobody's Usher.
Usher.
How about that? Most people aren't. Only Usher.
Exactly.
Sidebar. That's sidebar.
I like sidebars. Go ahead.
Yo, Issa Rae was ready to risk it all, bro.
I missed this.
What? You didn't see this?
I didn't see what happened. When? On Usher, the show?
Usher Raymond was serenading her.
Okay.
And he was really in his Usher thing. He was really on his Usher thing. He was doing his Usher thing.
Usher?
He was on his Usher Raymond.
Okay.
And Issa either forgot that there were cameras there or forgot that she was recently married.
What's she doing?
She just was enjoying it.
Too much.
Every second of it. Like,
you were uncomfortable for her husband.
It's in the eyes, Chico. Yeah, I wanted to call Duke.
Call Duke. Like, yo, dude, this is cool? This is cool?
Now we out. We going. Now we out, bro.
You approving this?
Now we going to DR. You go. I'm going to stay home. Fly you out like Pusha did.
You're staying.
I'm staying in the crib.
Like Pusha did.
I think she might have just got caught up in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Because like we just talked about, if it's Rihanna.
As long as homeboy know what it is. Like.
I mean, if Usher's not the hall pass, who is?
That's what I was saying. If she called Usher's name out, you know what I mean?
If you tour your 1-2 and she says Usher.
Oh, not me. I'm not homeboy. I'm not homeboy. I'm talking about him. I'm talking specifically.
Can't speak for that
specifically
man.
For Issa Rae and that man.
Like, oh, you know man. What I'm saying? This guy is crazy.
Talking about.
All right, man. Right now. That's where we are right here. Yes. Right here, we right
we
now.
We are right here right now.
David Guetta. Again, Esther Dean.
Big tunes.
Terrius Nash.
Big tunes.
You know what I'm saying?
Neo. Don't forget
Neo. Neo's on Neo's on again? Schaefer too?
They had the Avengers. Avengers.
Yo, like the Avengers of the pen.
They didn't play. They wasn't fucking
it was
around.
Not bullshit.
Like, we are here to
We're here to do this.
To make a masterpiece.
We're here to do this. But with all that said, B, it's cool.
Oh, no, I disagree.
You love it?
It's a smart record, man. I like this a lot.
Okay.
I like this a lot, man. Number one, production-wise, again, Stargate does their shit. Mm-hmm. They rarely fail. You can't hear this song and not, like, see bottle sparklers and horns and the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, you domesticated, right? So you ain't, you know, I get it.
You don't act like, you know, the guard wasn't outside. The guard was outsidington.
It's different now.
Though. A long time ago.
Exactly. It's
been out,
different
been
now.
It's a long time.
It's different now. Niggas is walking by with Toray and neon lights. You know what I'm saying? Just one goddamn motherfucking Douce bottle. Like one Douce bottle. Yeah, a whole, like, you get your name in lights, bro. It's different now.
So
okay?
Different.
It's so different now. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but seriously, back to this record. All-star team. I mean, and again, the writing is also smart. The POV is like, you know, her and a new lover of her life. Like, we got to do this right now, right?
Right,
but it's a double entendre where she's also talking to her fans, motivational, on some Jeezy style.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, you got one night or you got one time, like, let's get it. It's almost like what Eminem did, right? With
Lose Yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, Mom's Spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? So, a very smart record lyrically. Production is fire. Lots of change ups, you know what I'm saying? It keeps the energy high, of course. It's a 1 a.m. song, man.
1 a.m. song.
It's
I like 1 a.m. song. I like song, that. I like bro. That definition. Would you rate it?
9.
A 9?
A 9.
You really like it?
Yes, I really like it.
I need to go outside more, maybe. Or maybe I should have went outside more 10 years ago.
Or 2012. Yeah.
2012, I should have been outside.
Oh, man, I was, 2012 was.
8.
2012 was nice.
8.
8?
Yeah.
8?
8.
Wow. So you put Love Song on the same level.
Yeah, I keep going back to Love Song. Man.
You know, I got the receipts. Love Song on the same level
it's the same
as
episode.
Right
we
now.
We just talked about it 10 minutes
you
ago.
You put Love Song on the same level as right now.
Right then and there.
Wow. Disrespectful.
Am I?
Kind of.
I don't think so.
Damn. All
right, man. What now?
Esther Dean Neo?
Incredible.
What?
Incredible pins.
Wow, okay.
Incredible.
Okay.
Terrius, don't leave out The Dream.
And right.
One of my favorites.
The Dream, right.
Don't ever leave him out.
He's the MVP of this album.
For sure.
Something you wanted to do all your life. There's no more waiting tonight. Tonight is the night. I mean, it's fucking pop candy, man. Simple
it
as
is.
Shit.
It is. It's pop candy.
Okay.
It's just not, you know, it don't hit me.
Don't hit you.
It don't, it's not in the soul. All right. You know what I'm saying? It don't go to the soul.
I get it.
What now?
What now?
So what do I have here? I got, it's Calm Down. Mm-hmm. It's still a pop urban joint though.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Lyrically it's solid and I think she sounds good. Those are the only notes I have.
I think this is one of her best vocal performances of the album.
Yeah, she sounds. I said she sounds good.
The flow's crazy. The flow's crazy. Olivia Waith, I think, was the writer of the song. Okay.
So, what do you rate? What now?
I gave it a 9, man.
It's a 9.
I love the writing, man. I love, you know, the sentiment. You know, she's basically, you know, she's frustrated with life. Oh, talking about somebody who's frustrated with life. And you know, they want some reprieve. They want some relief, man. And
don't we all? Man, listen. Don't we all?
Man, listen, man.
As we proceed, man, let's get to Stay. What are your thoughts on Stay? Ballad, you know, really, really simple piano and a vocal. And when it's just that, you gotta lean on the writing and you gotta lean on the vocals, the strength of the vocals. How do you feel like they delivered on Stay?
The performance wasn't one of my favorites, but I do like the writing a lot. I like the lyrics a lot. The song is actually kind of barred up.
It's pretty barred up, man.
You know, did James write this?
Nah, it was Duke who's on the song with, what's his name? Mikey Echo?
Mikey Echo, yes. Okay.
I think it was.
Hey, it's Brooke England here from Deposits. And if you're a fan of culture and business, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Deposits, where I interview dope individuals and celebrities of the culture. And we get into contracts, entertainment, and my favorite part, payouts. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
It's his joint. Okay. It was his song. He's a songwriter and an artist. And it got to Rihanna. And she wanted to cut it, or they wanted her to cut it, and I think that's how he ended up on it. Like that was the compromise or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like it. Like you said, it's barred up.
Yeah, it's barred up.
One of those joints. I'm definitely a sucker for ballads. If you know me, like a good ballad.
It's a good ballad.
Yeah, a good ballad.
I'm not a sucker for ballads, but I love a good ballad.
Ballad with some lines and some entendres and some feeling.
Funny other broken one, but I'm the one that needed saving.
You know what I'm saying?
Because when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. The light caving.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, man.
Yeah, it's some shit in there.
It's some shit in there. It's a good joint.
8.5. Give it 8.5?
8.5.
I gave it a 9.
9.
Yeah. Solid joint. Nobody's Business.
Interesting. Very interesting song.
Featuring Christopher Maurice Brown.
Absolutely. The X.
So This is not the first time we've heard them together since the situation, though.
Nope, not at all.
There's the birthday song, Mm-hmm. She was on one of her joints. She was on one of his joints.
They made up. They patched it up.
But the people didn't.
No, not at all.
The general public
did not intend to patch it up either.
Oh, man. Yeah. The general, you know, public opinion and the general public had not forgiven Chris Brown. And so I think that this was
until he kept dropping those hits. They forgive him now.
Yeah. But his career is definitely taking
a hit.
I didn't want to say that word. It's definitely taking a turn.
But he's still that dude though.
He's still breezy. There's tons of people that still love him. Don't get it confused. But you know,
his shows definitely
just was a little blemish on the career. But this joint, so what I wanted to say was Nobody's Business. Mm-hmm. If you really listen to some of the things they saying on the song, I almost feel like they're answering the critics. Absolutely. They're talking to the public.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, it's nobody's business. This is our shit.
Absolutely.
We fuck with each other. Absolutely. So
it's about 5 years too late, but you know.
What is only three? The crazy shit is this is only 3 years after the incident, but that's a really long time in internet years.
5 years industry time.
Yeah, for sure. But what do you think about the song? All the drama aside,
It sounds really good. Like, I've always liked the song because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Michael Jackson credited? I mean, Chris sounds like Michael on this.
but that's not enough to pay Michael.
So I don't understand. Like, I'm like, what's the beat? Did they sample the beat?
Maybe it's an interpolation.
First of all, you don't sample Michael unless we are clear.
Right. Unless we clear. Right.
If you go pay it, right.
You know what I mean?
If it ain't hard to tell,
excellent tunes. Yeah. If it ain't Izzo.
Come on now.
Excellent tunes.
Right. Exactly. So I didn't understand that, but this I was like, is this a Michael riff that they took and use it as a hook?
It might be something in there. And when I saw it, I didn't.
It's performed like Michael.
Yeah, right? I didn't do the deep dive into it, but I'm gonna do it after this episode. Okay. A little too late. But I'm gonna do the deep dive just to answer the question because I was curious about that too. But the Dream did write it.
Okay.
So you know that's already it's starting on a good foot. Right. You got the Dream, you got Riri, you got Breezy. It's a solid joint, man. Like you said, I like it. Gave it 8.5.
8.5. Okay. Yeah. I gave it an 8. You know, I think it's a surface joint. Sounds good, but when you get in really into the meat of it, it's not really.
I like the fact that they put a record out together, and that's like and I was on some like man.
But when you have, but if absolutely right, and I do appreciate that part. But it's like if you're gonna get Rihanna and Chris together, right? Which of course is already a moment. Like, give us something. Like, they don't even have two different perspectives. Like, basically, Chris repeats her verse. You know what I mean? They have the same verses. So it's like, for what? What are we doing this? Just to have us together? So yeah, it's an 8 for me. It still sounds good, but, you know, there's not really, not a lot to it.
No, Love Without Tragedy and Mother Mary.
Big stadium tune, man.
Big tunes.
Big stadium tune. Big tunes.
Talk
pen,
to me.
The pen is back. I mean, a bunch of bars on this joint, man. You know, you hear the Dream immediately.
I mean
that whole Marilyn Monroe, James Dean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his whole shit.
Painting the restored picture. Mm-hmm. Like that's super Dream, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And like, you know, he does this in like three stanzas, right? It's like it's first about like painting the Americana idols and, you know, putting James Dean and Marilyn Monroe together because, you know, what they represent to America and then bringing it back to Rihanna and like, you know, like what is Love Without Tragedy?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, even if you think about those two figures, right? They had tragic ends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they died young. They had tragic ends. What is Love Without Tragedy?
But they didn't die because of love.
Not because of love, but they did have tragic endings to their story.
Or they died because of a lack of love. Maybe.
Ooh, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Now you're thinking.
I don't think
now
James
you think
Dean,
of some other shit.
I don't think James Dean was hugged a lot. And, you know, and Marilyn was hugged too much.
Now, James has some bitches. That's some joy. He just gets bugged. What is Love Without Tragedy? It's a great question.
Right?
I don't know if... Does that necessarily have to be a part of it?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying.
Right, or are we programmed to believe that?
There we go. See?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are we programmed to believe it has to hurt?
It has to hurt.
Nah, don't, it's love.
Pain, right? Especially when R&B. We
pain
R&B
is
heads,
love.
We... Love and Hate. It's a Dream album.
Right. Excellent album.
Excellent.
Too.
We gotta find one of these anniversaries.
Yeah,
we need the God.
Let's figure this shit out, man.
We can do a whole episode on Fancy, man.
Oh my God, such a... Anyway.
Okay.
And then you go into the Mother Mary joint.
Yeah. I mean, no, but the second part is her like getting into... Her bringing to love and like the Romeo and Juliet, right? Like, if I could just find this love, I can die right now. It's almost like the ascension, right? Like the ultimate. Once I find that ultimate love, like I don't need anything else. I can die. It's Romeo and Juliet style. And then we get into the prayer, which is it's interesting, right? Because it's not really connected, but it's still kind of like love in a different way, different perspective. Where she's kind of giving it up and saying, you know, Rihanna, getting personal and saying she never fathomed herself being this big. Mm-hmm. And she never dreamt this big. But now that she's here, she sees who her director is, right? Who director of her scene is, who's now directing her life. And that's, you know, the creator. So I appreciate it. Big writing, man.
So I got, it's ballady, but it has like pop feels and EDM feels to it, right? Which kind of makes it have a little identity crisis, in my opinion.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where like, because like you said, like they almost don't even go together. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the two parts. I always felt EDM and pop were neighbors,
but with the ballady parts of it, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like it's sprinkled in, but it's off.
But that's the Rihanna lane, though. That's what Rihanna does.
I just didn't feel like it landed well.
Wow,
I
didn't feel really?
Like it landed well. Oh, not that I didn't like the song, but like I said, it just made it give it an identity, like an identity crisis almost. Like,
right.
What is this? What all that said, I gave it an 8.5.
Okay. I gave it a 9.
Give it a 9?
Give it a 9.
Okay, yeah.
And Carlos McKinney, like he's the secret sauce with Dream stuff.
Sauce!
Composer.
Yeah,
Are you familiar with him? I wanted to ask you about
him.
Yeah, he does a lot of, you know, did Jamie Foxx stuff, a lot of Chris Brown stuff.
Okay.
But he did a lot of those those Dream albums that we love. He's the composer.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I know Dream and Tricky.
Tricky was the producer, but this was the composer. Okay. It's like John Bryan on late Registration.
Got it. Added, you know what I mean? Just added that extra sauce, that magic.
That sauce.
Speaking of that sauce and that magic, James Fauntleroy.
Yeah.
Your man's.
Yeah.
Your man's.
You love James, man? Come on now.
Yeah. Get it over with.
Man. I like the song because it's a different complexion. It feels different from the rest of the album.
Definitely different.
Barred up, though.
Barred up. You know what? I think we've said this time after time, especially when we get to some of the older albums. Mm-hmm. You trim the fat a little bit, make this a little more concise. You know what I'm saying? We got 14 on this one.
Yeah.
Maybe you get us down to 12, 15, 11, 15. Nah, that's 15 on the deluxe, 14 on the regular album, on the regular CD.
Gotcha, okay.
But even if you trim that to 11, 12. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. You get a tighter project.
Agreed.
Yeah,
it's moody, it's melancholic, you know what I mean? Like, but it's a lovely song, man.
Nah, it's crazy.
It's a lovely song, man.
You keep thundering. Why don't you just rain and get it over
Stop
with?
Stop playing.
Yo, like,
I mean, you can use that for so much. It's like in a relationship, like, yo, he's beefing, but he won't leave. Like, if you're unhappy, then get out of here. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, also it's like, yo, you frustrated.
You keep thundering. Go on and rain already.
Stop playing, man. Also stop suppressing whatever you're feeling. Get that shit out. You know
what
I'm saying?
Therapy?
Like, I'm just saying,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to work on myself.
Okay, self-help.
I'm trying to work on myself.
Today. Self-help Thompson?
Oh, you see the card again, man.
That's a therapy sweater, bro. I don't know if you're on the couch
or in the seat. Both.
I don't know if you're billing or paying.
I'm helping. Both.
But the sweater
That's
works.
My life. God damn, it's my life. God damn, it's my life, Tor. I don't know if I'm billing or paying. God
the
damn
life,
it.
The life of an independent.
Jesus Christ.
It's a dope joint.
Yeah, man,
but it almost really well. Like I do have that. It's like a vibey interlude.
It's super
feel.
Vibe-y.
It feels like
it does
just
feel
a
like
long
it
interlude.
Does feel
you
like
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's because it sounds different from the rest of the album. We had so much excitement at the top of the album
for sure,
and now we're kind of like we're getting a little more.
And we went to Matt Chambers. We went to Matt Chambers on this album
in VIP.
Yeah, definitely was in VIP.
You wasn't fucking with
the Sparklers though. Was there.
You wasn't
I wasn't fucking
you
with the Coke.
Early. You left early.
No, I was fucking with the bottles. I wasn't fucking with the Coke. Just be clear.
But the pills?
No.
Because that's Future. Future
I
was the pills.
Fucking,
Future was the pills. You was fucking with the pills.
The pills came. I didn't partake. Because the pills came with bottles.
You was co-signing the pills, man.
The pills came with bottles. You know what I'm saying?
Torrey.
Get it over with. I gave it 8.5.
Get it over with. I gave it 8.5.
Okay. Yeah. Word up. We getting there. No love allowed.
Mm.
No ID on the track.
No ID on the track.
Shout to Dion.
Elijah Blake on the pen.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Brings it back to her roots. Mm-hmm. Her roots really be soca, but this is not soca. This is dubstep. Actually, it's like classic reggae. I love this, man. I love this song, man. And again, she keeps the lyrics high. She'll be at the end of the album. She can mail it. She could sail up the plane, you know what I'm saying, lightly, whatever. She's already accomplished. She's already a winner.
This is super well written.
Super well written.
It's my first sentence.
Super well written, man. I'm like, let's go. Like, lost the battle. I was saying, this is basically a song about her losing the battle of hearts, right? She met her match.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bad chick. She's always, any place on earth, she's a bad chick. Dudes are usually crying over her. She found that one that made her cry.
Oh, shit.
Right? And then.
Foreshadowing, maybe?
And then.
Call him!
And then, they part ways. And he's like, but I still care about you. I felt this one. I care about you, but she's like, he says he care about me, but he ain't crying though. Why he not crying?
Why not crying?
We got to make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes.
Right. Why you not crying?
I mean,
some people are good actors though.
Some people don't cry though. Yeah. Some people can feel it without crying. That's just,
right.
This is different, right?
And some people are good actors. And like, don't always fall for the tears either.
But then she didn't appreciate him asking, are you all right? Say, nigga, is you blind?
Nigga, is you blind?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Nigga, you blind?
Yeah. It's so blunt.
Yeah.
It's so blunt. You know
what
I'm saying?
Like the audacity.
Like, exactly.
You see, I'm a wreck right now. You see me? Is you blind?
She killed that.
Murdered that.
The delivery too, right? The delivery of this record, she delivers it really, really well. It's a dope joint, man. It's a great album cut. Well, let me not use the word great because I like to fucking hold me to every sentence. But it's a really dope album cut.
I'm not mad at that this time.
You know what I mean? It's a really dope album cut.
It really is dope.
And it lands well at the end of the album. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, nobody mailed it in. It's like sequence of white, nice, and it's in a good place. What'd you give it?
Gave it an 8.5, man.
8.5. I'm not mad at
you. Calling you a murderer. Yeah. How could you murder us?
I know we didn't get an 8.5, though.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost in Paradise.
Yeah, man. Misstep.
Stargate and Esther Dean, too.
Right.
You would think.
Labyrinth, Stargate. Bruh. Labyrinth and Stargate? Yeah. Esther Dean?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fail.
Yeah, you can't fuck that up.
I don't think it's a terrible song. I just think that it's, at this point, it's doing the same thing that it's already been done.
Yeah.
But just not better.
For sure.
So now we're just like, okay, what are we here for?
Right, right.
You know, they say like, you know, it's worse to be hated. It's worse to be somebody be indifferent to you than hate you. You want some kind of feeling. I don't give a, I don't, like this song does nothing for me.
For sure.
I don't care about it.
I would have loved to close the album on No Love Allowed.
That would have been great.
That would have been a great way to, you know what I mean? That would have been a nice bow to put on this thing.
That would have been great.
But that's not the reality.
That's not the reality.
The reality is I gave it a 7.5.
Oof.
That's the reality.
Damn, the reality is I also gave it a 7.5.
Yeah, they lost me with Lost in Paradise.
Yeah, they lost. It was cool. I was out to see. Wilson!
Wilson! But overall, man, really dope album, especially for the productivity that Rihanna had at that time, man. Absolutely. Like, consistently dropping bangers after bangers after bangers. Dope bodies of work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, continuously leveling up. So, what makes Rihanna a superstar? What is it about her that makes her a superstar?
Well, I touched on the first part, the team. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, she wasn't an exceptional singer. Got better. I mean, from Pond to Replay to...
Pond to Replay, you can't even get a full gauge of
I'm just saying.
But yeah, for sure.
Her first joint. She had a certain...
Shout out to Cypher Sounds.
She had a certain level of you know, vocal ability at that point. From 05 to now we're in 2012, you know, level 7th album. Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, she's also been in the gym. I mean, 7 albums. You've been in the gym. You have to get better, right?
For sure.
She also has great writers around her.
They put great people. They always pick amazing songs for Rihanna.
They do.
They always pick really dope records for Rihanna.
From the register to the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, is you blah? Like, that's some shit Rihanna would say.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She's a hood chick.
Super hood chick.
She's a tough girl. Lover. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Gotta love her.
Love Rihanna.
Also, I think her image played a lot into it.
Just a tough image.
Right. When she got off the cutesy brown hair island girl thing and got a little more edgy, you know, went with the shortcut. Her image, her style, her fashion, her personality, when those things started to come out more, I think that really shot her into superstardom.
100%.
She's the Billy.
And it's authentic too. That's
for sure, for sure.
People feel it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. How many billionaires came from Hov crib? She is one of them.
She is definitely one of
them. You know what I'm saying? Big shout
out. And got robbed and still.
And still, you know what I mean? And still got there. All of Fenty.
Shouts to Rihanna, man.
All of the amazing other endeavors
brown
that she has.
Thick, natural.
She's fire. Everybody loves her. The thing about Rihanna is, like, you see her and you want to smash, and if you with your girl sees her and wants to smash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a vibe.
Invited to dinner.
Invited to dinner.
You know what I'm saying? You never. Look at you.
We at Del Frisco. What you doing? man. Ladies and gentlemen, share, like, subscribe, comment. Let us know how you feel about this episode. Let us know how you feel about this album and the critiques, man. Was B tweaking a little bit? Was it me this time?
Was one of us numb? You know what I mean?
I see what you did there.
Let us know.
I see what you did there, Mike.
Let us know. Let us know.
No doubt, man. And definitely make sure you tap in for the next episode. It's hard to earn.
Absolutely.
We out.
Peace.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right.